This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, the home of the Super Bowl, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working in a Third Watch right now, doing what you're doing, however you're doing it, whatever you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. When Parler comes back, we'll be back up over there. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there for you. I think you'll like what you see. All right, joining us, hour number one, from the great state of California, we got to ask him when he's moving, but I'll wait to do that. We've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So I'll ask you, when are you moving?
Well, maybe sooner than later, depending, but we're seeing how this recall's going out here, by the way.
Yeah, I know. We'll get into that, too. That's going to be a great topic in a little while. All right, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And folks, before we get started tonight, I got to give an update to all our truckers out there that are traveling out west. If you're on I-80, headed out to California, and you're going to go over Donner, you are going to have a real mess, because between now and Friday morning, 2 a.m., the snow is going to be 5 to 8 feet of new snow they're going to be getting in the mountains of California, the northern mountains of California, between Sacramento, Chico, and Redding, California. Now, this is serious stuff, guys and gals. You're going to have whiteout conditions, near zero visibility. There'll be major travel delays. Chain controls will definitely be on. Wind gusts to 50 miles an hour, and some of the winds up on top of the mountaintop could be 50 to 70 miles an hour. So when it snows, and it snows heavy, and it's going to, and the wind blows, you can't see. Please be careful. Also, going up I-84. Out of Boise, Idaho, headed up towards Cabbage. You've got the same scenario up that way. So be careful. Winter is settling in for the next couple of days out there in the great northwest and the western northern part of California. All right, well, Kyle, definitely big news last night. Probably the biggest of the news stories was the judge blocking the Biden deportation ban. Now, that actually happened yesterday afternoon, and this judge, U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton, issued a temporary restraining order sought by Texas, which sued the Department of Homeland Security for allowing immigrant agencies to pause most deportations. Now, that was creating a big mess for Texas, obviously, because they were going to be stuck with all this extra expense and this, that, and the other. And to have these people get released in some cases in Texas, the crime is a problem there, and they just couldn't put up with it.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And as you mentioned, Texas was the one that brought the suit. And what the U.S. District Judge's ruling really signifies, too, is that the idea that you are not going to be able to stop all, or at least in a regionally stop deportations, for example, so it covers everything right now because, as the judge said, people can simply move freely across state lines, basically, is what he was talking about, because there's no impediment to that. So Texas, the one that's bringing the suit, can still be harmed if you have other deportation stopped in other parts of the country right now. So that's why this is an across-the-board refusal of the Biden order.
Now, something else in the Senate is Senator Rand Paul is the lone senator at the moment in the Republican Party standing up to do something about the unconstitutional impeachment trial that's about to take place. He is forcing a procedural vote in the Senate on whether the impending impeachment trial is constitutional. So, I believe that they have enough votes to get this out there to get an answer back from the Senate in general and the Senate majority who's brought this together, Chuckie Schumer and company. But the trial is scheduled to begin the week of February 8th. The senators were officially sworn in as jurors yesterday. So that's where we're at. And by the way, Senator Patrick Leahy is conducting the he's the president pro tem of the Senate. He's actually conducting the trial. He will be the judge, if you will. And the reason for that is because the Chief Justice cannot participate in an impeachment trial in the Senate when the president is no longer in power.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the Constitution says when the president is on trial, the Chief Justice shall preside. But what Rand Paul was able to force earlier, Captain, was this vote on whether or not to dismiss the trial. 45 Senate Republicans voted against it. 5, including Mitt Romney, voted for it.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're over with Kyle Ward, a professor of politics. And by the way, we're going to tell you about the emperor, the king, the almighty number 46, Joe Biden. And we're going to tell you something that he has done in the last week, amongst other things. And this is something you're going to want to hear. But I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, are the ones that own and operate that company, that great company. And they've done a lot to help a lot of people over the years. I've been taking their product, Relief Factor, for going on a little bit more than 5 years. And as part of an integrated health plan that you can take that will help your body to reduce inflammation and pain over time. Now, you can start with the 3-week quick start, which is exactly what it is. The 3-week quick start costs $19.95. Take it as it says to take, and you'll find out that it probably, more than likely, will work for you. Now, the reason I say that is because they're telling me at Relief Factor that about 72% of the people that take that product stay on it because of the fact that it works. And they thank Relief Factor for the product, and I get thank you notes every now and then too. But the ingredients in it are what does the trick. Now, turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega 3 helps support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it also lowers or eliminates pain by going straight to the source of the pain. It's 100% drug free. You don't need to worry about drugs. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases any type of pain that you're in and discomfort. And it supports the healing process with healthy joints and muscles, too. So, go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Order the 3-week quick start, the $19.95 3-week quick start. Get it going and see what it'll do for you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, Emperor Joe, number 46, King Joe, whatever you want to call him, set a record, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
For executive orders in his first week. He now holds the all-time record. We thought Donald Trump did a lot of stuff, right?
That's right.
It was nothing.
compared to what's just transpired. Nothing.
And I might point out, Captain, that when Donald Trump did all of those, and presidents often sign lots of executive orders right away, but when Donald Trump did that, he put a lot of things in motion. He put a lot of things in motion for the American business person, for the American worker, for the American manufacturer. But what President Biden is doing, of course, is trying to erase everything about Donald Trump and creating, a disincentive for making a good environment for small business people to thrive and for people to create more jobs. It's going to have a real different effect. You'll see.
Now, you remember we were talking yesterday when we were talking about Nancy Pelosi and her husband investing $1 million in Tesla company?
Tesla.
Okay, well, listen to this little headline that just popped across the back pages yesterday. An executive order signed by Joe Biden now makes it official. All federal vehicles in the future must be electric.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, that's really significant. And of course, also though, they may have to be electric, but honestly, you know, they have to also weigh security concerns. I mean, is the beast going to be an electric car? I don't know. I don't think it would be. I don't think it maybe should be.
I will once again go to the trucking industry. It's something I know about. And the last time I said this, somebody says, well, they've got trucks that'll go 500 miles on electric batteries. You try an electric truck with an 80,000-pound payload going up and down hills, up and down mountains, and you tell me that's going to go 500 miles. You're out of your mind, because the more pull it's got on it, the more drain it's got on it, the less it's going to go. You're going to be lucky to go 200, 250, maybe 300 miles. The only way, under ideal conditions on flat highways with no wind, that's the only way you're going to get a 500-mile run. And by the way, if you can't do at least 500 miles in the daytime, and the truckers are allowed to log 5 miles below the speed limit right now. Let's see, 10 hours minus 65 is 60, 600 miles. Gosh, you can't go as far as your logbook says you can go. That's going to mean it's going to cost more for the freight to get there, because it's going to take longer to get there, which means the freight rates are going to go up. Makes no sense.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, I think that everybody is in tune with new energy sources. And I would call them mission-specific energy sources or energy, use of energy. But honestly, and as the technology gets better, and it probably will over time, but right now there's just not a good way to really match the power in the gallon of gasoline or gallon of diesel fuel right now for the money. But so a lot of this is virtue signaling to the left. And again, wind, solar, electric, all these things may have a place, but they have to be in the right place.
Now, Eric Holder made headlines again yesterday, back page, but it was still headlines. He is urging the Democrats to pack the Supreme Court.
Well, sure. Well, why not? I mean, it's running the table time to them. That's exactly what they think. And what's kind of interesting, though, Captain, is that all those predictions about the Supreme Court and Donald Trump and putting Amy Coney Barrett on the court so late in the game and so forth, none of those predictions came true, but yet still they'll want to go in and pack the court, which is not advisable, really.
No, and the other thing is that they can't do it with the votes they got. They just can't get the majority of the votes that they need to get that done in there. By the way, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Most GOP voters say a Trump third party is a good idea with Trump's name associated to it. Now, while advisors to Donald Trump have denied this week as recently as yesterday that the former president is planning to organize a third party, most Republicans polled in the latest Rasmussen report think a separate Trump party would be a good idea. Now, the majority, 53% of GOP voters say it's a good idea for Trump to start a third party, while only 30% of Republicans say a third party would be a bad idea, and 17% aren't sure. That is a pretty good-sized plurality by 23 percentage points.
Well, it really is, but again, it'd be a very hard row to hoe for sure. But again, we're in uncharted waters because Donald Trump has literally changed everything. But it would be interesting to see how something like this would develop, and or will Donald Trump be able to endorse candidates, be a kingmaker, and transform the Republican Party from within, so to speak.
Well, here's the other thing about all of this. There's a lot of projections out there, and if Donald Trump starts a third party, he would take so many of the Republicans that are there right now because of the huge following he's got, that the Republican Party would immediately drop to number three in terms of registration.
Yeah, that would be really very, very significant. And how that translates into electoral wins or to senatorial wins or into congressional race wins, the strategy would have to be there. But again, we'll just have to see. Donald Trump's still a very powerful force and polarizing as well. So that may have something to do with that as well as we move forward.
Well, I told you I thought that he could get half of the 74 million votes, and I'm just using the numbers that were there. He probably got more than that, but half of the 74 million votes, he could probably get 35 to 37 million people in a third party right off the bat. Now, that would make it the largest third party ever, bigger than anything the Libertarians or Ross Perot or anybody else ever thought of. It would be the largest third party ever, which would be a major force to be reckoned with, because you'd have one-third of the electorate in that party.
Well, that's right. And one other thing that would likely obtain here, too, is that you'd have a very passionate third party and a very clear choice regarding Democrats.
Yep.
And all of the left issues there, the Republicans, whatever's left over of that. But there would be a clear choice, and that might be able to go and get some other voters and bring them into the fold.
And I just had somebody ask me a question. It's John out in Phoenix. He says, are you advocating a third party then? I'm waiting to see. And I'm going to repeat what I said earlier this week. If the Republicans vote to impeach Donald Trump in the Senate, if that passes and they vote to impeach Donald Trump in the Senate, I will become an independent again, just like I was before all of this started. That's where I'm at. So it's up to them, and I'm not the only one that's talking about that, and I'm telling a national audience what I will do. Okay, Kyle, hold on. And folks, we're coming back with more. When we do come back, former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard has issued a dire warning out there. Wait till we tell you what she's talking about, and it makes perfect sense.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always concerned.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. President Biden announced Tuesday that the administration will be ordering another 200 million doses of COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. He said those doses should arrive by the summer, ultimately allowing 300 million Americans to get vaccinated. Biden said that until vaccines are available to everyone who wants one, masks will still be the best method of protection against the virus.
But the brutal truth is, it's going to take months before we can get the majority of Americans vaccinated. Months. In the next few months, masks, not vaccines, are the best defense against COVID-19.
And Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy is now resting at home after being hospitalized early Tuesday evening. The Senate's president pro tempore was taken to the hospital out of an abundance of caution, according to a spokesman, after not feeling well in his office. The Vermont Democrat was sent home after tests and is said to be resting comfortably. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You know, I had a conversation recently with Wayne Allen Root, and he seems to think that Donald Trump may be going into media business. We'll see. We'll see. Now, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. I have been a very happy Geico customer for going on just a little bit more than 15 years. I will tell you that Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to Geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. You can get a cost estimate for your insurance on the car or the truck that you're driving just by typing in your zip code and answering a few answers. Now, you don't need to go see an agent anymore. You can do it all online, and if that's what you want to do, so be it. But they can also help you with a motorcycle, maybe you own one of those, an RV, an ATV, or a boat, and get this. They also have homeowners and renters insurance, too. So the best and easiest way to save a bunch of money is to not only have your automobile insurance with them, but also your homeowners or renters policy, because you get a bundled rate and it saves you a bunch of money. I know, because they've been doing it for me. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, .com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, .com. Check them out and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I'm just looking here at a couple of things and thinking about Rand Paul. He is probably, I'm not going to say he's going to, but he is probably going to be in the presidential mix in 2024. What do you think?
Well, that's certainly a possibility. You know, Senator Paul is very passionate about these different events that we see happening in terms of the direction now that our country is going, and what's happening with the Democrats in terms that they just seem to believe now they can just run roughshod over everybody. And part of his speech earlier yesterday, Captain, in the Senate, you know, talked about the idea, for example, and we understand Senator Leahy's out of the hospital now, so that
right.
is good news, that he seems to be feeling better, so that is good. But Patrick Leahy is going, as President Pro Tem of the Senate, going to be presiding over the impeachment trial.
Right.
Well, Senator Paul says, but putting a pro-impeachment Democrat to preside over that, where's the fairness in that?
He's supposed to be an impartial judge, and he's not impartial.
Exactly right. And I don't even think it's reasonable to say, please put aside your, you know, your predilection against Donald Trump and the Republicans or something, and then preside and be fair. It may be simply just too much to ask. I'm not impugning the senator, but what I'm saying is that you need to have somebody who's not so close to it, shall we say. And I think that would be fair. But Senator Paul is saying things like this on top of, for example, what his very, very passionate views are about interference in other countries, the Middle East. He was interviewing Blinken, as I recall, and talking about, look what happened in Syria. Look what's happening in these different places.
Yeah, we sent troops in there.
That's right. He says, you guys just don't get it. You think that you didn't do it right the first time, so you're going to try it again. And he's very opposed to all these, you know, interventionist kind of things. And so I think he could say, hey, I'm going to go out and run.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you right now, in my opinion, based on what I see, and Colonel Jim's coming on a little bit later, hour number four, in my opinion, based on what I'm seeing, we are still going to stay in Afghanistan because they're reviewing the peace agreement with Afghanistan. And I don't think, and I haven't thought to begin with, that the Taliban are holding up with their end of the deal. So why should we pull troops out totally when they're not doing what they said they were going to do? That's number one. Number two, because of what we just did in Syria by sending more troops back into Syria, what makes anybody think we're going to leave Iraq anytime soon?
Well, exactly right. So, but Senator Paul has a very clear voice in a lot of these kinds of issues. So it's very possible. And again, we have to look forward into the future, but with the idea that we're now going to put all these miles on a Biden-Harris administration, and what are things going to look like? What's the critical mass point that the country is going to get to as a result of an economy going bad, trying to come out of COVID, taxing people more, and the list goes on, and what will the environment be, and who can emerge out of that?
Now, former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, originally a representative in Hawaii, has issued a dire warning to the American people. She's expressed her concern that domestic enemies of the United States could in fact be people like Adam Schiff or John Brennan and others in the national security community and big tech industry who are plotting to create a police state in America.
But this is real serious stuff that she's talking about. There's just no doubt.
She's got a lot of foundation.
Yeah, and Tulsi Gabbard, of course, a Democrat right now. Who knows? Maybe one day she'll not be a Democrat.
She's smart. She'd stop being a Democrat.
Exactly. And, you know, to come out and say this so overtly and plainly, I think shows just how concerned she really, really is. And, of course, you know, we have a national security apparatus for a reason, but when that apparatus can be turned inward, that is of great concern to anybody who loves freedom. And, for example, the idea of using law enforcement or the FBI to spy on a presidential campaign, as we all know. I mean, it's these kinds of things that should give everybody pause, but yet in this hyper-partisan atmosphere, her comments are going to be taken, and the people will try to vilify her for it. But always remember, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance against anybody who would seek to take that liberty away. That's why we all have to be involved and vote and make our voices heard.
Now, the acting police chief for the Capitol Police Department has apologized for the insurrection and allowing those people to break through the doors to get inside the Capitol. But we also found out yesterday that the Capitol Police admitted knowing that Congress was a target before the insurrection on January the 6th. They knew it. They didn't prepare for it.
Yeah, this is also very, very disturbing, and there have been several calls for a commission to study this and provide a comprehensive report and so forth. But certainly, at our nation's capital, if there was information about this, something should have been done. In other words, what we witnessed on January 6th, there might have been people who wanted to break the windows and go in, but they should have never been allowed to get that close and be able to carry something like that out. It's just that simple.
Well, that's absolutely true. And one of the reasons for all of this, of course, is because the mayor of D.C. said no when they said, well, maybe we need to have some backup, activate the National Guard and have them here just in case. They said no. And then when they put their plan together, they never did anything on the back side of the Capitol, which is called the east side of the Capitol. The back end was left wide open. They were all up front with the police, no reserves behind them, and the D.C. police actually were up in front at the other side of where the crowd was, and they had to get through the crowd of about 100,000 people to do anything. Okay, well, we're going to take a telephone call here. Let's see. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Frank from Clearwater.
What's up?
Good morning to you and to Kyle. When you were talking about Trump coming back, starting his own party, about 4 hours ago on Facebook, he announced he opened a office in Palm Beach, and it's called...
the Office of the Former President.
Yes.
Yeah, he actually announced that yesterday morning, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. That's all I wanted to tell you, because I think that he's going to try to stay with the Republican Party and create his own.
Yep, that's what we're hearing. All right, thank you, Frank.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we did hear that he was going to remain a Republican. However, the poll that we gave was from the people, not the Donald Trump folks, but from likely voters, and they were Republican voters, and 53%. Other Republicans thought it was a good idea for Trump to start his own party, where 30% thought it wasn't, and 17% just didn't have an opinion. That's a Rasmussen poll that came out after all this other stuff. And Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we got to do the Highway and Byway report. And I'll tell you what, we're going to get into it. And out west tonight, you truckers headed out west over across I-80, traveling up and down I-5. Traveling on I-84, traveling on I-90, you're going to have some real problems further west when you get out there past the Rockies. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. By the way, this Truckers Highway and Byway Report, as always, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop closest to you. When you see that big old billboard sign or you see the Pilot or Flying J coming up, all it up there, pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, and you want that free cup of coffee, especially on the Third Watch, because that's what you're going to get, that free cup of coffee, by telling them you were listening to me talk about them on the Radidio. All right, and we're going to get it started right now, and this is by popular request. Here we go.
Rod Stewart, and that's dating ourselves here there, Kyle. I'll tell you what, that was back from 1976.
Yeah, it sure was. And really, Rod Stewart had one of his best, records ever. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And boy, oh boy, I'm telling you, that gets you just going. All right, well, here we go, because we got to go with the weather, and it ain't pretty. A strong frontal system is impacting California with big gusty winds, heavy hurricane force winds up there in a couple of places, heavy rain, mountain snow, whiteout blizzard conditions in the upper northern part of California. We'll tell you about that in a minute. Heavy snow in the Sierra Nevada is going to cause some road closures and travel delays, especially coming out of Reno on I-80 going over Donner. Be prepared. And Sacramento going east. Be prepared. It's going to happen. Now, additionally, flash flooding and debris flows are possible across parts of central and southern California, and a wintry mix is expected in the Tennessee Valley, going into the southern Appalachians, as we are still getting snow in upstate New York, and that lake effect machine is kicking in all the way over to Boston, because I think you said your daughter in Boston said it was snowing.
It was snowing in Boston, that's right.
No, take it away, Kyle.
Well, thanks, Captain. Yes. Well, here in Southern California, we're going to get buckets of rain here about on Friday towards the end of the week, but that's not where the big story is. The big story is all the rest of the way through California, Central Valley, winter storm warning, of course, up near Sacramento, high wind warnings, flash flood, and as you mentioned, Captain, lots and lots of snow.
Oh, boy. To 8 feet.
Exactly right. So this is going to have extremely limited visibility over the northern Sierra, whiteout conditions. Travel is not advised. That's important. If you risk travel, especially over the Sierra, they say be prepared for lengthy road closures, chain controls, and near zero visibilities. Even going so far as to say, Captain, bring enough food and water and warm clothes to last out any closures.
I've been stuck up on top of those mountain passes before for as long as 12 to 14 hours, and if you don't have something with you, it's a long wait.
It's a long wait, exactly. So this is all coming in and just blanketing literally most of Northern California, if not all of Northern California, and a lot of Central California as well. Following on up into Oregon, we have winter weather advisories there over most of the state itself. Raining right now in Portland and also in Seattle. Next couple of days, they're also going to be having a lot of rain in those areas. Winter storm warning continues in northern Washington. Boise, Idaho, if you're coming down I-84, you got a winter storm warning there. Also over in Idaho Falls, winter weather advisory on I-15. Winter weather advisory continues on up into Montana, a little bit south of Helena right now. But look at the numbers, though, Captain. In Montana, we got Butte at 3 degrees. That's 3 degrees. And Bozeman at 5 degrees.
I got news for you. It's colder than that over in Minnesota and the northern part of North Dakota. You got temperatures approaching 20 below zero. Actual temperature, you don't even want to know about the wind chill.
No kidding. And then down in the southwest, we do have a hard freeze warning you want to be careful of tonight. If you're coming across I-10 in Tucson, you've got a hard freeze warning. And up near Scottsdale and Phoenix, you've got also a freeze warning in that area coming down I-17 into the Phoenix area.
Well, here we go. Again, northern North Dakota and northern Minnesota, including the Twin Cities, below zero temperatures abound in a lot of different places. It's really cold the further north you go. Duluth, Minnesota, it's around 20 below zero right now without the wind. Forget it. Grand Forks, North Dakota, it was 17 below zero when we started the show. I don't have an update on the temperature because they don't have a temperature reading right now, which means they're going to have one in about 5 or 10 minutes. But you can figure it's close to 20 below zero there, too. And then in the central part of the country, down here in Kansas, about halfway across Kansas, I-70, all the way over into Missouri, you've got snow tonight, just a general light mixture of snow, nothing like what we saw go east earlier yesterday and the day before. And that snow goes down into northern Arkansas, as well as if you're on I-44, right up through Fort Leonard Wood, almost all the way to St. Louis, goes to Rolla for sure. And then north-south from the northern part of Arkansas, I-40 going across from the state line, Oklahoma, all the way to Little Rock and almost all the way to Memphis. over in Tennessee, the eastern part of Tennessee. You've got snow there from Nashville east all the way to Knoxville, and from Knoxville down towards Chattanooga, and from Knoxville up I-81 to Bristol, Tennessee, in Virginia, right there in the line. And if you're going north out of Nashville on I-65, you're going to have snow all the way into the southern part of Indiana, so be advised of that. Now, over in the mountains of South Carolina, North Carolina, you have got snow going up by 85, just again a light snow compared to what they had. We've got fog tonight out in front of the snow in the lower part. This looks like it's over around Charlottesville, Virginia, and then up into North Carolina, over towards the Piedmont Plateau, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, maybe even towards Raleigh-Durham, some scattered fog in there. But let's go to where the snow is up in the Northeast, all the way across from Buffalo to Boston, period. Snow all the way across. Now, up in the northern Oneida County area, you're going to get upwards to a foot of snow there tonight. Tug Hill Plateau, still snowing up there. We quit counting the snow when we hit about 7 feet of snow in 10 days, but it's still snowing there, and it's snowing up to Watertown, snowed across the Lake George, from just north of New York City all the way up to Lake Placid. You've got snow up I-87. You've got snow in the southern part of Vermont, snow in the southern part of Connecticut. All of Connecticut, snow in the western part of Rhode Island, and there's nothing going on in Maine yet other than some wind, but that snow isn't very far away from you guys there. And we do have a gale warning all the way from southern New Jersey all the way down to just about Brunswick, Georgia tonight, right there along the coastline. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, it was a lengthy Truckers Highway and Byway report. A lot of weather there. Don't forget to check out the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Tell them the captain sent you. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on the Third Watch. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.